Cuba is among the nations condemning the protests in Ecuador, but the Cubans have more pressing matters to worry about back home, like the economy. The Castro regime recently announced it was laying off 500,000 workers from the government's payroll. Then it followed up by announcing that starting this month, Cubans will have more freedom when it comes to starting small private businesses, within limits, of course. Cuba has flirted with such reforms before, and as Marina Giovanelli of station WLRN in Miami tells us, Cubans in the U.S. have been trying to plant the seeds of a free market on the island for years.
Theo Babon believes in the future of Cuba's private sector. He's been working to build small businesses there for more than 10 years.
We help the small business sector in Cuba by providing what we call a business in a box.
Babon is a business consultant. He directs a nonprofit organization here in Miami.
So let's take this one here. This is one for a graphic designer.
Babon literally rips open a box to show me what a business in a box would look like. This kit includes tools for cutting and pasting graphics. A newly minted graphic designer in Cuba would also get lessons on basic free market principles, how to price your services, how to market your business, what to do with revenue.
And when you consider that you earn an average of $20 a month in Cuba, this person is a middle-class person in 2 weeks. God bless them, and now we have one more independent, self-employed person in Cuba.
And that self-employed Cuban might actually have been the goal of the Raúl Castro government when it cut 500,000 Cubans from its payroll. Antonio Jorge left Cuba in 1962 and is now a senior fellow at the Institute of Cuban Studies at the University of Miami. The layoffs remind Jorge of the so-called periodo especial, or special period, after the Soviets ended subsidies in the early 90s.
The Cuban government at that time allowed for the licensing of about 200,000 people to provide private services.
Jorge says even with tens of thousands of new private businesses, the Cuban economy continued to languish, and he doesn't expect much now.
You cannot create a market economy simply by issuing a decree.
Jorge says the Cuban government needs to lay the foundation of a free market. There's certainly enough money floating around Cuba to invest in new businesses. Take, for example, the millions in remittances that Cuban expats living in the U.S. send home.
No hay queso, no hay esto, no hay lo otro, pero...
At the Miami International Airport, Jose Molina just checked his big, overweight bags. He's heading to Havana. He's taking medicine and ketchup, of all things. But most importantly, he's got $300 in an envelope for his sick grandfather. He says the money will last about 2 months. Cubans in the U.S. send loads of money to family and friends back in Cuba.
Depending on what economist you talk to, I mean, it could be from $800 million to $1 billion a year of assistance that is provided by the Cuban American community to the Cubans.
That's business in a box consultant Theo Babon again. He says what he does now is small scale, but Fortune 500 companies are poised to jump in once trade relations between the U.S. and Cuba normalize.
Many believe that the time has come, that the combination of the worldwide economic problems, the fact that Raúl Castro has pretty much taken over.
So if there's such excitement over the emerging market, is Babon urging any of the Fortune 500 companies to make a move into the Cuban market now? Nope.
Because they're very concerned. They know the history of Cuba. They know their business have been establishing before, and then they were unestablished by Fidel Castro.
So he keeps sending his business in a box and hoping big business will break out of the box soon. For The World, I'm Marina Giovanelli in Miami.